There's a halakha that's brought down by Harambam in Perek Vav Me'ilchot Hametz U'Matzah, halakha Yudbet. On Erev Pesach, it is forbidden to eat matzah. This is a halakha, and that if somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, Harambam writes, Makin oto makat mardut. They give him makot. Ad shetefseh nafsho. So the question is, why are you not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So the Mefarshim bring down from the Yerushalmi, because it says Ha'ochel matzah be'erev Pesach keba al arusato. You're jumping the gun. It's a person's engaged, but he didn't consummate the marriage yet, and he jumps the gun. So similarly, it's the time for eating matzah on the night of Pesach, and you're jumping the gun when it's still asur to you, and you're eating the matzah. So the question that they asked the Mefarshim, what type of matzah are we talking about? Are we talking about only matzah that you can fulfill your obligation with on the night of Pesach? That means matzah that was made, the Shema, the Shem, the Zvat matzah. Or is it talking about even regular matzah that's not kosher for the night of Pesach? For example, matzah that wasn't made, the Shem mitzvah. Rav Eliashiv brings from three Rishonim that he holds that even if the matzah was not made lishma, so long as it has the taste of matzah, then it's going to be asud. He brings this down from the Muharram Halawa, he brings it down from the Tashbetz, and the Gaon Muharram Bennett. The Tashbetz's language is like this: Umatzah zua ne'eseret. Lav davka matzah mishtameret, ela kol matzah asur, ela imkenu matzah ashira. Unless it's egg matzah that they call. Egg matzah is a different story, it's mutar. But any matzah that's regular matzah, even though it's not made lishma, is going to be asur. And then on the halakha, sometimes you go to the store and they have regular matzah and they tell you not for Passover use, because it was just made, so people eat matzah all year long. So you might have thought that, why not, since I can't eat in the seder this matzah, so I'm not jumping the gun, because anyway this matzah is not for the seder. The rabbi says no. Unless you're talking about different cases like in the army and things like that, where the rabbi writes, where they feed them matzah on Erev Pesach, because they're not going to have bread obviously in the camp, so when are they going to feed them? He's okay, then it's better to give them matzah that wasn't made lishma. And according to some opinions, this halakha doesn't apply only until midday. Some opinions say that the issur of eating matzah is only once hametz becomes forbidden. And hametz only becomes forbidden from the Torah from the sixth hour on. So therefore in the army, let's say, they can be lenient, let's say in the morning, to give them matzah that was not made lishma. But for regular people, of course, this should be asur. Now he also brings down that there's some opinions that hold that what it says you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it starts on the night. Because Erev Pesach really starts the night before. So he writes, Lachin Belel Erev Pesach, only Yudalid Nisan, Ra'ui Yoter, Lachmir Shol Echol Matzah Shol Latzed Bo Belel Pesach. So really one should not eat matzah, it's a humrah, I'm not saying no, from already the night before, that means Sunday night, the night before the Seder, one already shouldn't be eating matzah, they could be yotzer with on the night of the Pesach. But of course, matzah meal and cakes and stuff like that would not be forbidden the night. In the day, yes, but in the night, no, again, it's chumrah. There's other products that you can eat. And since she taught that, say, you shouldn't eat already from the night before, so it's better to stop eating your matzah from already Sunday night.